Good afternoon. I hope you had a good week. It's good to be back at the Heritage Baptist Activity Center, and it's good to be back in our study of the book of Haggai. And our text for this afternoon is taken from Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. I shall read it for you. Haggai chapter 2, verse 1. In the seventh month, in the 120th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, "Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." The Lord bless the reading of his holy word. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most holy and gracious God, all success comes from you. Your word instructs us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from you, the Father of lights. We acknowledge your good hand in blessing us above what we expect or think. Indeed, we do not deserve all that we have received from you, the source of all happiness, our maker, benefactor, proprietor, and sustainer. May the glory, praise, and honor be unto your holy name. O Lord, teach us the lesson of gratitude, how we ought to return thanks with our life, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Help us to live in you and live for you, never to be satisfied with our little progress, but to press ever toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Teach us also what you will have us to learn today through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. After his tour of duty overseas, a certain officer was appointed to a stateside induction center where he advised new recruits about their government benefits, especially GI insurance. Soon, he had an almost 100% sales record. This was a remarkable rate of success. His supervisors were amazed. Rather than ask him how he accomplished this sales record, one of the officers stood in the back of the room while this man was giving his sales presentation. This certain officer explained the general provisions and benefits of GI insurance to the new recruits. He then added his own perspective to the presentation by saying, "If you buy the GI insurance, go into battle, and are killed, the government will have to pay $35,000 to your beneficiaries." If you don't buy GI insurance, go into battle and are killed, the government will only have to pay a maximum of $3,000. He concluded, "Now, which bunch of soldiers do you think are going to be sent into battle first?" The unwillingness to be sent into battle first motivated the new recruits to buy the GI insurance. The officer was a quote and unquote motivational speaker. Everybody but Sam had signed up for a new company pension plan that called for a small employee contribution. The company was paying the rest. Unfortunately, 100% employee participation was needed. Otherwise, the plan was off. Sam's boss and his fellow workers pleaded and cajoled, but to no avail. Sam said the plan would never pay off. Finally, the company president called Sam into his office. "Sam," he said, "here's a copy of the new pension plan, and here's a pen. I want you to sign the papers. I'm sorry, but if you don't sign, you are fired as of right now." Sam signed the papers immediately. "Now," said the president, "would you mind telling me why you couldn't have signed earlier?" "Well, sir," replied Sam, "nobody explained it to me quite so clearly before." The unwillingness to be fired motivated Sam to sign the papers. The company president was a quote and unquote motivational speaker. What are the names of motivational speakers you have heard? What kinds of things did those speakers encourage you to do? Did any encourage you to do God's will? What were their messages like? The book of Haggai consisted of four messages. There were four messages he preached recorded in his book. His second message was a message of encouragement. Haggai was a motivational speaker who encouraged people to do God's will. The message may be divided into two portions. Roman numeral 1, spirit power for building. Spirit power for building. This is in Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. On the 21st day of the month of Tishri, that is October 17th, 520 BC, Haggai delivered his second message, chapter 2, verse 1. Haggai directed the message to the leadership and to the people, verse 2. Almost a month had passed since the people had begun again to rebuild. The original excitement had worn off, and some may have grown discouraged. The task before them was large, and the remnant of people was small. Evidently, some of the older people lamented the fact that this new temple looked nothing like the old temple of Solomon, verse 3. The younger generation sometimes becomes weary when the older speak of the quote and unquote good old days, when things were better made and last longer. In a radio interview, an interesting fact was brought out about cars. Many believe because an older car was much more rigid and resistant to collisions, it was a safer car. The older people in Haggai's day would be particularly discouraged. Some would have memories of the temple in the quote and unquote good old days and bemoan its passing. Cross-reference with Ezra chapter 3, verse 12. According to Dennis Shelton, the Jews used to note five particular differences between the old and the new. The new was characterized by the absence of the sacred fire, the Shekinah glory of the presence of God, the original ark and cherubim, the Urim and Thummim, and the spirit of prophecy. For this reason, Haggai began his sermon by asking if there were any in the audience who could remember the house of God in its former glory. No doubt there were some. In comparison with Solomon's temple, the present structure was as nothing. Verse 3. But Haggai continued by telling Zerubbabel and Joshua and all the people to be strong, because the Lord was with them. Verse 4. He said in Haggai chapter 2, verses 4 to 5, "Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not." Why should the presence of God with us be a motivator for us to do God's will? God is our enabler and sustainer as we do His will. His presence gives us confidence that He will do the work through us. The presence of God among the people was the greatest assurance for them to continue in His work. Do you have this assurance too in your work for God? Do you have this assurance too in your work for God? The remnant had failed before. Maybe they will fail again. To counter this problem, Haggai told them not to fear, verse 5. There was no reason to be afraid, because the very same Spirit of God who had protected the people during their exodus from Egypt was present during the rebuilding endeavors. God had made a covenant with Israel, and He would keep that covenant. Similarly, the high points in our church's past should be an encouragement for us to serve the Lord today. Past high points are examples of what God can do through His people. Those high points should encourage us to let God use us to do great things for Him again. While it is true, one must rather press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Forgetting those things which are behind, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. To look back and remember God's power in days gone by is also important. In this case, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits" applies. Psalm 103, verse 2. Hence the celebration of our church anniversary every year. Heritage Baptist Church had her 33rd anniversary a few weeks ago. Let us not forget to praise God for His faithfulness to HBC for the past 33 years. Haggai's second message may be divided into two portions. There is the Roman numeral 1, spirit power for building. There's also the Roman numeral 2, reason for building. Reason for building. This is in Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 to 9. Haggai had a second point to his message. Haggai reminded those who were disappointed with their unadorned temple that one day, during the future kingdom, the temple in Jerusalem would be far more glorious than that of Solomon's. Before the start of the kingdom, God will send earthquakes and cosmic disturbances. Haggai chapter 2, verse 6, cross-reference with Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 to 17. And at the second coming of the Messiah, he will shake the nations in battle. Haggai chapter 2, verse 7, cross-reference with Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 21. Jesus, the Messiah, will enter into the millennial temple, and his very presence will fill it with glory. Haggai told the older folks to quit looking back and bemoaning days long gone. He encouraged them to look forward to better days. Solomon's temple had far more gold and silver from the temple the remnant tried to build. But gold and silver do not impress God, since he owns all the silver and gold in the world. Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. The glory of the latter millennial temple will be greater than the former Solomonic temple. Chapter 2, verse 9. Only God's clouded presence resided in Solomon's temple. But during the kingdom, God himself will be present in the temple in the person of Jesus Christ. Also, God will dispense worldwide peace from the millennial temple. Spirit power for building and reason for building. These are the two portions of Haggai's second message, which was a message of encouragement. What I would like to focus on in conclusion is Haggai chapter 2, verse 4. Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Haggai was not underestimating the efforts of the returnees, but he strengthened their hearts to carry out their work for the Lord. Are you encouraged by Haggai chapter 2, verse 4 in your work for your Lord? Does the verse encourage you in your work for the Lord? I would like to challenge you to surrender any excuses you might have recently given as reasons not to do God's will. Heads bowed and nobody looking around, nobody moving around. I would like to encourage you to spend a few moments now in silent prayer, telling God you want to make yourselves completely available to do His will. I will close in prayer thereafter. Most gracious God, teach us to do your will, O Lord. Daily lead us in the paths of righteousness and obedience. Let us say with the Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, we are the clay. Mold us and make us after thy will, while we're waiting, yielded and still. Hear this our prayer. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for being here with me. We'll be having our Wednesday night prayer meeting through Zoom as well as the Bible study as usual. So don't forget to join us. Till we meet again, worship has ended. The service has begun.
Thank you.